Interviewing Coach Andy Gillen as Hugoton moves on to their first state championship appearance, defeating Clay Center 55-36. And Coach, summarize it, a little bit early start, but you're able to kick it up. And at one point, you had a 29-9 run over 2.5 quarters and were able to pull away. What was the difference in the game?
Well, our defense. You know, I thought they run some really nice sets, and you know, we didn't have much time to prepare for them. And I thought the girls just did a tremendous job of talking and communicating and making sure we're all on the same page. But our defense was excellent, probably as, you know, good as defensive game as we've played since I've been here. We did a great job of making things difficult for them. And then on the offensive end, I thought we just had, you know, one of the concepts in our offense that we preach all the time is good spacing. And I thought tonight we had great spacing, and we were able to take advantage of some mismatches that we had. And, you know, because of it, it turned out how it did, and I couldn't be more proud of him. It was a very good, very well-played game.
Katie Hager was doing the numbers. She has shot 68% in the postseason. What is allowing for her to have success that's beyond belief?
Well, for one, she's taking good shots. You know, she's taking shots that she works on every day, and she's getting herself to the rim and taking high-percentage shots. And, you know, Kate's a confident kid. And, you know, she'll hit those first couple shots, and she's tough to stop. And tonight she was able to get herself to the rim and get some open looks, and did an excellent job.
You're with the girls. What is their level of excitement from winning this game and going to the first ever state championship appearance for Hugoton?
Well, I'm excited for the girls. And, you know, the thing that not everybody always realizes is, you know, all the work that the girls do, you know, not only during the season but in the off season, and all the commitments that we ask of them, you know, to do. And, you know, it's been a long journey. This journey started clear back when the state tournament got over last year with fundraising, and then the summer work and all the stuff that they do. So, you know, I'm happy for them, and I'm excited for them because they've worked so hard for this moment.